Oh, no worries.
You're right on time.
I was like, alright, I'll join right now.
No, that's brilliant. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, fine. We've got all this lockdown rubbish going on, so.
Oh, yeah, it's same in the States, so.
Yeah. Boring. Right. So, how did it start for you that you found out that you were actually being used in this way?
So, I was in Afghanistan, and it started when someone had messaged me saying that, oh, I've sent this person.
Lawrence, can you move around a bit? Because I keep losing you.
Okay. How's that?
Oh, that looks better.
Okay.
Yeah, there you are. Yes.
Yeah, so it started because I was in Afghanistan. All of a sudden, I had gotten a message on my Instagram saying, oh, this person pertained to you. I sent him like $5,000. And at first, it was like very subtle. It was like one person, you know, had empathy. I was like, okay, well, I'm not quite sure what you would want me to do about it, but I'm sorry about it. And then it was like, I started to look at these accounts that were talking about it. And I was just like, these are brand new accounts with like 40 followers. 45, and the only time they would be following people are like, you know, these Nigerians. I'm just like, I don't know who you are. So after a while, it started to progress where people were like, you need to do something about it. You need to fix this. I'm just like, I don't know what you want.
Well, this is it. You can't fix it, can you?
Exactly. So it was one of those things where I was just like, I started to get annoyed by it. And then I kind of just went through all my followers and seen that, like, I had these random accounts following me. So I put my account on private and started deleting people I didn't know. And then from there, I was just getting message requests on both Facebook and Instagram.
Just move around again, because I don't know, you keep freezing.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You see, this is what everybody always says. They say sort of like, well, I'm going to tell him about it so he can do something about it. And it's really difficult to get through to people that you can't do anything about it.
Exactly. And the thing about it is they start, like, messaging my family, my friends, saying, oh, yeah. What's your relation to Warren? I'm just like, don't tell them anything because I don't know them. They don't know me. They don't know you guys. Yeah. They're, like, getting harassed right now. And then it was to a point where a lady actually had posted on my Facebook page. And they got the whole chain of command involved. They were calling, or they called me asking me, hey, are you okay? Is there anything that, you know, you might feel threatened by? I'm just like, I just don't know these people, so I'm good.
Did you know anybody else that it had happened to?
It's just me so far until I found your guys' page. That's when I was like, oh, okay, this just doesn't happen.
No, it's not just you.